King Brand Jesden sat upon his throne in a marble room. His crown was made of platinum and gold and was crested with multiple jewels and diamonds. The throne was large and cushy, and it overlooked a sea of worshippers, guards, and prisoners. He was surrounded by a harem of impossibly beautiful women, which he felt was fitting since he considered himself to be an impossibly handsome man. To his left sat the most beautiful of them all. It was his queen, Jiggly Nipples. He had provided precise direction for her construct. She had long dark hair, blue eyes, and a set of norks that could cure impotence throughout the galaxy. Best yet, he'd made sure that she couldn't speak. She could make proper sounds that followed along with sexual activities, of course, but she had been developed as nag-free as possible. His entire harem carried this particular feature.
"Get me some grapes, would you, babe?"
Jesden told his queen.
"Ooh,"
she replied.
"Love this place,"
he said as she wiggled down the steps and headed off towards the kitchen. While all of the women strewn out at his feet were a sight to behold, Queen Jiggly Nipples was perfection personified, to Jesden anyway. He sighed happily and then clapped his hands.
"Bring in the first prisoner."
The guards dragged in a man who was yelling out,
"I didn't do anything, my lord,"
from the moment he crossed the threshold of the entryway. It was Peon Grover Kerr. He was always in trouble for one thing or the other.
"He's lying, sir," said Guard Hemlow as they finally got to the foot of Jesden's throne podium.
"Most certainly lying,"
the guard Londi agreed.
"I am not,"
Kerr said.
"Yes, you are," Hemlow stated.
"I am not."
"R2.
"Will you two shut the shit up?"
commanded Jesden, quieting them down. He focused on Kerr.
"What is it that you're being accused of this time, dude?"
"They said I tried to storm the castle walls, sire, and I live here. Why would I want to storm the castle walls?"
"Maybe you were trying to see my chicks naked, man."
"What? No, sire. That would be rude, and no, I promise you, I wasn't doing that."
"We found this on him,"
Hemlow said, holding up a white piece of parchment with a stick figure drawing that had long hair and a couple of round circles near the arms. They had dots at the end of them.
"That's not mine,"
Kerr cried out.
"You were going to sell these on the black market, weren't you?"
Jesden accused.
"Honestly, no."
"Take him below and put him on the probing table. 1 hour sentence."
"But wait,"
Kerr said anxiously.
"You're not just going to throw me in jail like you always do?"
"Nah, man. Our torture master dude came up with a probing table for us to use as a punishing, tool. It proved to be much more effective than jail time."
"Oh,"
Kerr said with a worried look as Hemlow snapped his fingers and two other guards came up and pulled Kerr away.
"What's the probing table do exactly?"
Kerr asked the guards.
"You don't want to know,"
one of them replied.
"Let's just say you're going to be sitting funny for a while,"
said the other one as they exited the room. By now, Hemlow and Londi had the next prisoner standing at the base of the podium. It was the spitting image of Stanley Parfait. Jesden had always felt a hint of animosity towards the old guy because he had apparently designed all facets of Jesden. He was cool with most of the design choices, obviously, but for some reason, Parfait had made Jesden a jerk. The android knew that he was a jerk because the chicks on the Reluctant always called him one, even if they still wanted him to bone them from time to time.
"What did you do, guy?"
"Well, there's no point in denying it, sire," answered Parfait. "Your wisdom exceeds all bounds."
"Yeah, that's true. So, what's the gig?"
"I looked at the women. A lot. I have pictures of them all over the place. Drawings, too. Ooh, I make tons of money on them."
"So,"
Jesden replied.
"Hey, weren't you in here a couple of days ago for the same crime?"
"I was, sire, but it seems I can't help myself. I should be sorely punished."
"Yeah, maybe 5 hours on the probing table will straighten you up."
"Ooh, I'm sure it will," Parfait said with wiggling eyebrows. "More than once, no doubt."
"What? What does that mean?"
"But to be fair, sire," Parfait added quickly, "you gave me 5 hours the last time, and it's clear that wasn't enough to dissuade me from being naughty."
"Hmm.
It was wonderful, sire. I mean, horrible. But obviously, I didn't learn my lesson."